Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse. It is a TAB Super Morning, courtesy of the TAB at Harness Racing Victoria. We're on the banks of the Yarra at Zinc, and we are awaiting the barrier draw for ID 18, the Pacers and the Trotters final, which will be held at Tabcorp Park, Melton, on Saturday night. And it is, you can feel the atmosphere, a lot of nervous connections in the room, just waiting for the marbles to fall. And one of those nervous connections is Beck Bartley, who will be driving one of the favourites, San Carlo, who joined us. How are you, Beck?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Great to see you here. And we've had to get a bit of a restraining order because Jason Bonington, anytime
be careful,
we mention
be
the
careful.
Word San Carlo...
Oh, right, oh, that's okay.
He just wants to jump on board because he is your man crush, your horse crush, isn't he? And how are you, Jace?
I'm feeling very nervous and good as well, waiting for this barrier draw. And if San Carlo draws one or two, who will be more excited out of Beck and I? I'm not 100% sure, but very much looking forward to Saturday night. And if he gets a good draw and he wins, yeah, I don't know whether the camera will pan to Beck straight after the race or me or just us both dancing on Tabcorp Park, Melton's track. So can't wait for the draw. Nervously awaiting where everyone's going to land because it's going to decide the race, particularly for the Pacers.
There's no doubt about it. It is such an open edition. And Beck, from your point of view, is it 1-2, the ideal marbles? Where would you, if you could pick the draw right now, what would it
be? This too, this sounds dangerous.
Yeah, 1 or 2 would be ideal, but I don't want to say too much because last time I think I jinxed myself. So, yeah, just need a good one.
You're only a young lady. How old are you, Beck? And can you describe the feeling of heading into the final? I know you drove San Carlo last year, but to be a realistic winning chance, what's the week and the build-up like for you?
Yeah, it's really good. It's good to be back home and have everyone here. Last year I was over in Perth and only a couple of people come over during the week, but everyone, a few people were there for the final. But, yeah, no, the build-up's been really good and got a good friend, Nikita. She's really involved in it as well. It's good to see her really happy and excited about it all. But, yeah, it's been really good and can't wait for Saturday.
How's he going?
He's going spectacularly well, but that's my opinion. He's become a very divisive horse, and maybe I've played a role in this, unfortunately, Beck, but everyone wants to talk about San Carlo. Is he overrated? Is he underrated? Can he actually win the final? Tell us exactly how you felt about his three runs. Night one, I think everyone was very happy with the performance. He sat parked outside Galactic Star and did a wonderful job. The newspaper's trying to cause you some consternation here. Night two, he never got a crack at them at all, but people were starting to say, oh, is he actually good enough, San Carlo? He didn't finish off the way we wanted him to. Night three, I thought his run was excellent again. He hasn't had much luck yet with barrier draws or where he's going to land. Hopefully we get that today. But how do you feel San Carlo's going?
You know, all three runs, we've been really happy with him. Melton, the first night, he was really good, and the second night at Ballarat was over a mile, which is not his distance. And then Cranbourne, we were really happy. He just struggled around that last turn, but, you know, there's everyone's talking about him and everything, but he's got nothing to prove to us. He's a star, so, yeah.
Do you like that pressure? Do you like being the one that's spoken about?
I do. I mean, it's good if they're talking about you doing something right. So, it's been good and everyone's been handling it pretty good. So we sort of don't let it get to us too much.
How do you handle it, though? 12 months ago going into Gloucester Park, San Carlo was a little fish in a big pond, which you wouldn't normally say about San Carlo because he's a pretty impressive beast. But he was a low-profile player and everyone was so happy to see him win a heat. Here this year at home, people are talking about him, or we're talking about him in the lead-up as a genuine winning hope. And with that does come pressure and the social media, as we know these days, everyone talking about San Carlo, particularly through the series, not winning a heat. Do you try and avoid looking at Twitter, which is, of course, racing's medium for all the best people in the world? Do you avoid looking at Twitter and all the chit-chat around San Carlo and try and concentrate internally on yourself and the horse and going into this into Dominion final? Or does it get to you a little bit sometimes, Beck?
It does get to me a little bit. I actually deleted Twitter off my phone.
that's a definitive answer.
The other day, but I try not to let it get to me. Like, it will, you know, for a few hours and then I just talk myself out of it. And like I said earlier, he's got nothing to prove to us and he's made 2 in a Dominion final, so everyone around him just absolutely loves him. And yeah, we would love to win a big race and I'm sure it will come around one day.
What were you doing that last hour and a half in terms of when you're heading into the Inter-Dominion final? Who will you talk to? Where will you get your confidence from? Because You know you're going to have to go out there, and no matter where you draw, you're going to have to drive a confident race. How are you going to get yourself in exactly the right headspace before the Inter-Dominion final on Saturday night?
We'll talk to Steve, definitely. He's one that always pulls me into line and gets my head going straight. And definitely the owners, they're really good. They've been really good the last few days. So, I think it's more just trying to talk myself, and I've always got confidence in him. He's always put in 110% every race. So, he definitely gives me a confidence boost.
What's been a great theme of this year's Inter Dominion and in harness racing in general in recent years is the females who have been dominating and doing so well. And you've got some of your great mates who will be lining up in the final with you. How much of a thrill does that give you to see the women doing so well? And do you have a bit of a rivalry with your male counterparts?
No, they're all really good. I think I've been pretty close to Kima. I think the last few weeks we've been bouncing things off each other. It's really good to see all the girls getting out there now and starting to dominate.
The All-Stars have gone so well, the horses, and we know when Mark Purton brings horses over here how dominant they can be, but there's 6 or 7 winning chances. I think most people agree heading into this Inter-Dominion final. I know you're going to answer this diplomatically, Beck, but I want something pretty definitive. Who do you reckon are your 2 or 3 major threats on Saturday night?
I definitely think the All-Stars team, like they're just, every time they come out, they're just so good. And I'd win, really. I don't want
That's
anyone
what
else
hear.
To win.
Have you dared to dream? Do you, when your head hits the pillow of a night, are you playing that over in your mind, crossing the line in front?
Oh, not really, no.
No?
I always think I'll just jinx myself if I do that stuff.
You mentioned back home with family and friends. What's it mean for you to be here with them? And how much of a crew will be out there on Saturday night?
I think everyone's coming. I think they're actually talking about bringing 2 busloads up. So my grandparents from Broken Hill, they're going to come down. And, yeah, it's really good to have everyone here.
And give us your background. For those who aren't familiar and maybe don't follow harness as closely as they do the gallops or other codes, what's your background? How did you get into harness racing and where you are today?
So I've always been in it my whole life. Dad trained horses as well, and we started off doing pony trots, me and my 2 sisters, and I've finished school at the end of year 10, and this is all I wanted to do, so I started working for Steve O'Donoghue, and I've been with Steve for 11 years now, so that's just always been in my blood, and I haven't thought about doing anything else.
We knew you were a star pretty early, Beck. When did you know that San Carlo was a star? He's a late bloomer. We didn't know much about him as a 2-year-old, so at the start, did you think we've got half a dud on our hands here? And when did you know that San Carlo was going to be the horse that he's become?
Definitely not early on. We were banging our head up against the wall when we gave him his first few trials. But I think once he went out for a spell and he come back in and he just started working really good with some of our better horses. And then I guess probably after his first big race in the Breeders' Crown 4-year-old, he went really good. Like, he just hit the line so good, and I think after that day I realised we might have something special.
And what are we going to do if there's 2 busloads coming down, Venga buses from Broken Hill and everywhere else? What are the celebrations going to be like? I'm involved, I've already invited myself, if San Carlo wins the Inter Dominion final on Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know, I might have to tell Steve I'm not coming back to work for a week.
I'd say a month.
Oh, exactly right. What do you think about the love affair that Bonos has got with San Carlo?
I think it's a bit weird, but no, it's good.
I was expecting a
at
different answer.
Always.
I think that's summed up perfectly.
Look, at the end of the day, I think that the only way you fall in love with racing is you fall in love with horses. You can love the punt. We all love to have a flutter every now and then, me probably more than most, but you fall in love with horses, and if you don't fall in love with horses, you'll eventually move on to other things. People love football because they love players. People love cricket, same thing. You've got to love horses. I'm sorry that you find it so weird, Beck, to be honest, but I really just love the horse. He's so laconic. He does everything so easily. That's your only concern when he goes into these big races, is you think to yourself, will San Carlo know he's in a race, or is he just having fun out there? Because it feels like he just goes out there and just does his own thing. But he's got a killer instinct now, hasn't he, as well?
He does. He's so cool and casual at the races now. And quite a few people have said to me when we're walking up onto the track, they said, geez, he's relaxed. And I always think to myself, I just think, you know, I wonder if he knows how good he is, but I don't think he does. I think he's pretty cool. calm and collected horse.
That's why we want him in front, Mick, because if he's in front, they don't bet him in front because he just says, yeah, all right, we're having a little bit of fun here and you can come up close to me, but you're not going to get past me. And one of the gun horses in this series, Tiger Tara, couldn't do that in the Cranbourne Cup. And no matter what anyone says, Beck, I think we agree that if he gets the right run and he gets the right luck, he can win the Inter-Dominion final on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think so. I think the field's pretty even, that it doesn't matter who gets a good draw and gets a good run, I think they're going to win.
Have you got a message for the others? That if you do draw well, don't take me on.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I'm not giving
up. Leave me alone.
Yeah. it'll be to their own detriment. Hey, Beck, great to meet you. Great to have a chat to you. Good luck with the barrier draw and, more importantly, good luck on Saturday night.
Thank you.
Beck Bartley, one of the rising stars in the sport. Bonners, we're going to discuss this for the next hour because the barrier draw comes up after 9 o'clock and there are so many storylines because of how the marbles will fall.
Yep.
We've got the favourites who, at the moment, Cruz Bromac, who, if he draws poorly, he could end up being fourth or fifth favourite, which is how even this race is. I want to ask you, and I'll ask the other guys, who do you think Natalie Rasmussen will drive in the final? Will it be Spankham or Cruz Bromac?
Oh, I think it's going to be completely draw-dependent, but I did notice on the All-Stars website during the week that she made an intimation that she felt Spankham was going slightly better than Cruz Bromac. It was quite an astonishing revelation, given the fact that Cruz Bromac's the only horse to have won on all three nights of the Inter-Dominion Series so far. He seems to be the horse. Sometimes those horses travel from New Zealand or interstate and they just thrive on the experience. It feels like Spankham has got 50, 60, 70% better during this Inter-Dominion Series. Cruz Bromac was already flying during the New Zealand Spring, but if Cruz Bromac draws three and Spankham off the second row, it'll become very easy for her to choose Cruz Bromac. But it's going to be important for nearly every horse. I can't think of one horse in this series. If there was one, maybe Tiger Tara, but almost none of the big guns can draw poorly and win the Inter-Dominion final on Saturday night.
Which is a huge call. We will have the latest market with Trent Langscale as soon as the marbles fall. It's a lot thinner in the trotters. It's been a two-horse race basically since the start.
Yeah.
And it looks that's the way it will end up being. Is there an opportunity for an outsider or an upset in the trotters?
Look, it's one of those situations where everyone apart from Andrew Patrick Gath, Kate Gath and Norm Jenkin, who owns Tornado Valley, will be hoping he draws outside the second row. In fact, you know what would be nearly the worst draw for him? Gate one. He's got brilliant gate speed, but it creates a problem, doesn't it? Because others will then say there's an opportunity to bury you, to entomb you in the early stages. So I'd say drawing gate eight would be an issue for him. Drawing wide on the second row would be an issue. Or maybe gate one for Tornado Valley. If he draws anywhere else in the front row, he could start as short as $1.30 or $1.20 for an Inter-Dominion Grand Final, which is a staggering thought, but that is how dominant he is right now in the square gating ranks.
It's quite phenomenal, and Andy Gath's going to join us on our super panel after 9.30, after the barrier draws are conducted. A great crowd here on the banks of the air. It's a beautiful morning. We've also got the hero horses out here as well, Bonners, which is great, and we've got two legends in the sulkies. So for anyone in the area, come down and have a look, because these hero horses have been a great initiative by Harness Racing Victoria. We've got a couple of legends out there.
Yeah, John Kell and Chris Alford both out there. They'll both be competing in Inter-Dominion Grand Finals on Saturday night. The Puppet, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, that's Chris Alford, is the greatest or the winningest harness driver in the history of Southern Hemisphere harness racing. So wonderful to have him here, and also John Caldo. And the horse is Waikari Aristocrat, who's a really good trotter, and Tanya McDermott, who's been the driving force behind Hero all the way through. Had a great association with Waikari Aristocrat, and Smudge Bromac, one of my little favourites, Beck. He went around till he was around 11 years of age, I reckon, and he was winning races at two. So he was a superstar, and wonderful to see him having a great life after retirement.
Yep, the rehoming of these harness horses has been absolutely magnificent. Time for the 9 o'clock news. Stick with us, because after that, live, we will have the barrier draws for the ID 18 Paces and Trotters Final. We'll be joined by the voice of Victorian harness racing, Dan Malecki, and then after 9.30, we'll have our super panel, which will include Jason Bonington, Adam Hamilton, Dan Malecki, and also Andy Gath. We'll also speak to other leading contenders.